Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, March 14th, 2016. And of course, as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, ladies, I trust that you all had a joyful and a wonderful weekend and that you indeed spent some time on this Sunday, this past Sunday, going over your weekly goals and prioritizing what's important. I always want to remind you not to forget that marketing and servicing your clients, making connection calls and following up, these are all important things that should be on your top priority list. Now, a lot of times you may be saying to yourself, well, why, Coach Trina, why is it that these things are so important? Well, ladies, it's because that is where your money is at. Oftentimes, we don't follow up and follow through on the many important things that we need to be doing. And as a result, guess what? We're not seeing the money come into the checking account like we want. So these things, and let me repeat them, servicing your clients, marketing, making connection calls and follow-up items, those are the most important things that should be on the top of your list. And no matter what else you have on the list and how important it might seem, if you're not taking action on those four things, then what you're going to be doing is not making the money, right? Okay, now as the CEO and owner of your business, it's important. And it's your responsibility to make sure that you prioritize and stay focused with the end goal in mind. Can I get an amen on that one? Absolutely. Again, I want to send a shout out to all of you who are supporting the show and who are listening to the show every Monday at 12 noon Eastern. It's so important for you to make sure that you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon. Why? Because that's when you get your dose of inspiration, get your dose of motivation. And I'm so passionate about helping women to achieve their goals, to make things happen. Why? I'm a woman. I understand what you're going through. I understand all of the challenges, the obstacles that can come in your way when you're trying to your very best to be successful. But guess what, ladies? That is life. But you want to know something that I have learned? I have learned that the more willing you are to create a system and put a system in place for yourself, the more willing you are to start developing your leadership skills and making sure that you're on top of running your company, the more you're going to start seeing positive results. That's what I have learned. A lot of women oftentimes will reject creating a streamlined system for themselves. Instead, they say something like, well, I've got it all up here in my head. It's going to be okay, person that likes to write things down. I'm not the type of person. And you know, what I say to that is hogwash, okay? You need to understand that we live in a divine system. Our bodies are functioning in a divine system. And therefore, if you want to see success, follow the pattern. Follow the pattern that was given to you. And that is get yourself in a structured system so that you can start transferring all of those thoughts and ideas and visions that you have in your spiritual mind, and you can start transferring them in the physical world where you are and start taking action. Well, it's 12:04 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. This is such a great time for you to go ahead and click over on another line and share the show with another businesswoman, a friend, an associate, someone that you know needs motivation. They need encouragement. They need information to be successful. Have them to come on over on Successful Woman Radio by dialing the number 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Very, very important. Well, I spent my weekend doing some very constructive things business-wise for Women About Biz. We are busy doing some wonderful new additions to the website and getting things prepared to expand and be able to bring, you know, wonderful audio courses, teleclasses, webinars to you on our new online system. So I'm very, very excited about that, and we'll be sharing that with you throughout the rest of this month. We've also got some great events coming up as well on the today, as a matter of fact. If you're in the Atlanta area, want to make sure that you go ahead and join us in McDonough, Georgia, with host Liz Osborne for the Business Women's Night Out event. Going to be very, very wonderful. If you're not in the Atlanta area and you're interested in starting your own networking event, there is no better time than now. Why? Well, Women About Biz provides all of the support and resources to you when you partner with us. You can start your own Business Women's Night Out event right in your own city, become the door opener, the leader in your community, the go-to person, and I know that you will really value not only being able to have a stream of referrals and a stream of connections, but you're going to value being a leader. You see, being a leader makes you, not only makes you feel accomplished, but you are accomplished. You are reaching out and you are blessing the lives of other women. So again, if you are interested in starting your own networking event, make sure that you visit womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top menu bar under programs, click on Business Women's Night Out, and you will be able to learn more information about starting your very own networking event. Also, what you can do as well to learn more about that, there is another section. If you go to womenaboutbiz.com and right in that left-hand column, you will see opportunities with Women About Biz. Just click on that, and you can also learn how you can become a host of your own networking event from there as well. It is our goal to help women to promote themselves, to gain a stream of referrals for themselves, to learn how to develop and lead not only in their business, but to be a leader overall. And networking allows us to build those valuable relationships that we need. You know, you're not going to be able to let people know who you are and what you do just sitting in your home office or in your commercial office, right? You've got to get yourself out there. And a savvy woman in the know about networking knows that you need to be networking at least twice per week. You need to be either participating in some type of networking event or giving one yourself. So again, make sure you check the Busy Women's Night Out event. And also, I want to make sure that you know about another virtual networking event that we are hosting. It's called Busy Woman Virtual Networking, and that is going to be held on tomorrow evening, the 15th, and it is hosted by Sarisa Johnson. She's also a Women About Biz Mom Balance Coach as well. And this is a wonderful opportunity. If you're out there, you are busy, you haven't had a chance to attend a lot of live networking events, then this will give you an opportunity to still network. What's so special about Busy Woman's Virtual Networking is that you still are able to introduce yourself, you are still able to share what you do, and at the same time, after the event, you'll receive a database listing of all of the women who have registered and attended the Busy Woman Virtual Networking. So again, you can check all of these events out at womenaboutbiz.com. Then just hold your mouse over events and select the event that you would like to review. It is 12:09 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Again, I want to thank everybody for being here listening to the show, and I want to thank you all for just sharing the show. As I was browsing Facebook, I saw a lot of people's pages where they had the Successful Woman Radio banner, and I really, really appreciate that. Our theme for all of this month is Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind. It's all about strengthening your mental wealth, which, of course, is the root of all wealth, both mental and financial. And today's topic will be Unleash Your Power to Claim Wealth. I'll be sharing with you five ways, not tomorrow, but five ways that you will start being able to claim your wealth now, okay? And if you put these things into action, you're going to start seeing incredible things happen. Also included on on our lineup today, 5 questions to help you take control in 2016. I won't forget to do that with you because these questions are life-changing, life-evolving. They help you to explore who you are and where you want to go. Also, our book club, Book of the Month, I'm so excited about this book. It's very good, and I've had people to email me already saying, yeah, this is a good one. The Girl's Guide to Building a $1 Million Business by Susan Wilson Solovic. We're going to be reading from Chapter 2, Think Big and Bold. And for those of you that have the book already, it's on page 19. Also, again, I'll be sharing with you on upcoming events happening at Women About This. So stay tuned. We've got a lot of great information just for you. Going to go ahead and move right on into taking control in 2016. 5 take control questions that will help you to start focusing better on your goals and seeing positive results. Here's question number 1. Am I clear on my business goals for this week? Now, ladies, as you know, I read this every Monday, and I've actually had people to call and say, Trina, why do you read those every Monday? Is it necessary? Absolutely, because what I am trying to do is to embed a positive flow of questions in your subconscious mind that will help you to bring them up time and time again and ask those questions of yourself and answer and explore. And so it's important that we repeat this so that we can start making it a habit. So again, take control question number 1 is, am I clear on my business goals? And this question is important because this is where it all begins. If you don't have clarity, how can you move on with planning a lot of other things, okay? Here's question number 2. Have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my goals? Again, have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my goals? Well, as you know, ladies, there is a hierarchy system when it comes to accomplishing your goals, and it goes like this. The first level of the system is vision. You must develop your vision, and after you develop your vision, you must set the foundation under that vision. And what does that? Goals. You set your goals. So goals support your vision. After goals, and you've setting your foundation and looking at what goals would help me to accomplish this particular vision, then you must create task or to-do items to support your goals. And I like to say that the goals are the flame that support your vision. And I like to say that tasks are the sparks because, you know, before you can have a fire, before you can have a full glowing flame, you have to spark it in order for it to begin. And so it is the to-do items, it is the task that you list out to accomplish those goals that's going to spark the flame and get everything going, right? And that is what you want to do. So very, very important. Number 3 is, am I being the leader of my business? You know, as I began to grow Women About Biz, as I began to expand and do bigger and better things, the one thing that I will say is that leadership is needed, and I recognize that more than ever. You know, I talked, I gave a few talks this last month at various events. I had a wonderful opportunity to be on the Kim Arrington television show, which was wonderful, and we talked about how important it is to be a leader. And I mentioned that you cannot be an island working all by yourself and think you're going to be successful. You must become people dependent. You must build a power team of people around you that are going to help you to be successful. And you must be a part of somebody else's power team to help them be successful as well. And that's what leadership is all about. I think as women, sometimes we get stuck and caught up in the labor side of business so much so, right, that we get comfortable being the laborer. We get so comfortable that we don't step out of that role to lead the business, and that can really get us in trouble. So I want you really to slow down when you ask yourself this question, am I being the leader of my business? Because one of the things you have to delve into is what is required of me to be a leader in my business? Because sometimes you can't answer that first question that I just read. You can't answer that question right away because you have not evaluated and determined what is the responsibility for you as the CEO of your company. What does a leader look like for your company? You have to make that decision before you can answer the question, am I being the leader of my business, right? Here's question number four. Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Now, you know what's so interesting? I'm going to share with you a test that I did with myself for this very question because I do ask these questions of myself as well. And I am pretty good with following up. I have improved, I would say, 90% from, let's say, 5-10 years ago. But we all need to be continually improving. So I looked at my calendar for 2015 from January through December. And I was taken aback at the number of opportunities that I had left on the plate or the follow-ups that I had not followed up or followed through on. And so even when you think that you are following up on something, even when you think that you're taking it all the way to the end and following through, guess what? You're going to be very surprised to learn that that is not necessarily the case, right? And so I think it's very important for you to understand that this follow-up process, this following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails, you can only improve if you are on a daily basis ensuring that you have your eyes on the pulse beat of leads, opportunities, calls, and emails. So very, very important. Here's question number five in taking control in 2016. Am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Now, I am so passionate about this fifth question. And that is because sometimes when women are not making the money that they would like to, they have a tendency to run away from the numbers. But the numbers are actually your friend, and the numbers will tell you the truth, which is so important. And I think every businesswoman needs to learn how to prepare a cash flow analysis, and this is something that we do teach at Women About Biz. Every businesswoman needs to learn how to read a balance sheet, how to read a financial statement. And I cannot say enough about the cash flow, because when you learn how to properly prepare a cash flow, it can do so much more than just tell you how much money you should have. It can help you to project sales. It can help you to target better on what's going to make the money. It can help you to set your sales goals. It can help you to make decisions. And one of the things that I like to do when I am having a difficult time in making a decision business-wise, and I'm trying to determine if it's feasible, if it's something that I should be participating in, if it's something that I should do, I always do a cash flow analysis, which is so very important. If you want to know if you should put on an event, create a new department in your company, develop a new product, do that cash flow. It will help you to make a better decision. So I want to encourage you to embrace the power of the numbers because they will tell you the truth. Ladies, it's all about keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. That's what it's all about on your journey of business. And things are not going to be perfect. You are not always going to have the most positive of results that you want. But the goal is to keep striving and to keep moving forward. So I want to remind you to ask yourself these five take control questions as often as you need to so that you can be in the driver's seat in 2016, right? Because as businesswomen, as women who are seeking to be more successful and bless the lives of others with our products and our services, it's our responsibility that we are driving the car of success. We're not supposed to be passengers in the car of success, right? Absolutely. So therefore, we must get used to asking ourselves important, deep delving questions that are going to help us to be our very best for our business. Amen? Absolutely. It's 12:20 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, welcome. You are listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. We're going to go ahead right now at this time and read our book excerpt, and it is, of course, The Girl's Guide to Building a $1 Million Business. Now, have you gotten your copy of this yet? I've had quite a few women who have emailed me and said, hey, I've got my copy of the book. I want to give a shout out to Donna Johnson, who is the marketing diva. If you need online marketing assistance, Donna is definitely the individual that you need to be looking at. Look up Donna, by the way, at DonnaMarieJohnson.com. I want to go ahead and read for you from our book club of the month, and that is, again, The Girl's Guide to Building a $1 Million Business by Susan Wilson Sulovic. It's chapter 2, Think Big and Bold. The author says, there are three perceptions about successful women you absolutely need to dispel if you are going to become a $1 Million business success. She says, ambitious women are selfish. This is one of the myths that you must dispel. The second one is, women who want to make a lot of money are greedy. Well, we all know that's not true, right? But a lot of women have embraced these myths. And here's number three, powerful women are bad. Oh, well, we know that's not true. However, you know, depending on your environment, where you grew up at, what you heard, what you see, you might be a little bit shy about stepping out there as a leader and claiming your wealth. So these three things you must dispel if you're going to become a $1 Million business success. She says, false, 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 all false. Society wires women's brains to think that making money, being ambitious, and becoming powerful is unfeminine. So you should rewire your thinking. There's nothing wrong with being ambitious, making money, and being powerful. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, she says, repeat this sentence. I deserve to. Go ahead, say it to yourself now, ladies. I deserve to be successful. Now, muster the courage to announce your intentions to the world. Beat your chest and shout it out. Write it down. Tell your best friends. Heck, tell anyone you know. Post a big sign on your bathroom mirror that reminds you every day that you are going to be a huge success. You'll never achieve success by passively and silently wishing and hoping for it. Today is the day. You have to ask for what you want in life and go out and make it happen. Dream the big dreams. She says, some of you reading this book may just be starting your business and others may have already established their enterprises. The current status of your business isn't important. Thinking big and bold is what it's all about. It's important for women to have grand dreams. Why, she says? Because too many of us are conditioned to think small and we are afraid to think about creating major multi-million dollar enterprises. Christy Darian is the executive director of the Legislative Office for the National Association of Self-Employed. Christy says, part of the problem is small business owners in general are quite frankly accustomed to being small. That is why taking the next step to grow business can be daunting for micro business owners. The underlying difference between companies that start small and stay small and those that start small but get big is the attitude of the owner. Breaking out of the small mindset and thinking big is what most $1 Million business women say unleashed their potential. Patty Phillips recalls her first business plan as being a perfect example of big, bold, and audacious. I had no restaurant experience except 3 months as a waitress, but I decided I was going to have 6 stores in 6 months, create all these jobs for people who really needed them, and then make enough money to go travel the world and play polo, she admits. For the first 2 years, she didn't have a day off, and to date, she hasn't played polo. Perhaps that's because founder of Patty's Presto Pizza, Inc. and Patty's Gourmet Takeout Baked Pizza Stores continue to think big. She has struck a deal with a Midwestern restaurant consultant and investor for an aggressive rollout of the concept, where customers place an order and then bake the pie at home. Phillips said the business plan sets a goal of opening 500 locations in 5 years, which could make the company's rollout the largest of the year. Franchising deals that call for 50 restaurants a year are considered aggressive. Survival was the name of the game when Mary Quigg and her husband started Vandover, which provides career management and relocation transition services worldwide. As she is, I was dreaming big from day one because I saw a real need for support for relocating spouses and dual income families. We laughed about big thinking taking place on my own time after meeting monthly overhead. Big thinking got stalled and sidetracked several times for lack of time and capital, but every chance I had, I returned to my dream. A bold public statement made Allison Evanaugh, founder of Square One Organic Vodka, realized she was ready to go for it. For us, it was stating that we wanted to be at $10 million by 2010. That was the key statement. It was actually the setting of a goal of $10 million that was and is a great motivator. WPO founder and president Marsha Firestone previously taught a startup business course. At the beginning of the course, she asked participants what their dreams were. I would say that 90% of them said, I just want to support myself or I would enjoy some additional income. But those who said, I want to have a great business, I want it to be global, I have to be a zillion-dollar business, those were the women who had the big dreams and who were the most motivated to succeed. Successful business owners have a vision about where they see their business going. They are clear about wanting to own a business of substantial size. They are driven and they are constantly out there pushing ahead to achieve their goals. Nothing is going to stand in their way of that vision. Women who successfully build multi-million dollar enterprises aren't embarrassed or shy about sharing their vision with others. Research supports this premise. According to the Center for Women's Business Research, the more goal-directed you are, the more likely you are to accelerate the growth of your company. Even in the face of adversity, that desire doesn't dwindle. Granted, not everyone wants to run a major enterprise, and that's okay. But if you have a desire, a passion to really build something, to create an entity that is bigger than you by yourself, then embrace your dreams. Don't ignore them. Shout it from the rooftops. Let the world know to watch out because here you come. And again, that was read from Chapter 2, The Girl's Guide to Building a Million-Dollar Business by Susan Wilson Sullivan. And again, if you have not added this book to your success library, what are you waiting on? This is very, very important for you to have a book library, books that you can go to that you can gain motivation, inspiration, and wisdom from. Don't forget, ladies, reading one book a month is usually written by someone that has 10 plus years of experience will add at the end of the year over 120 years of wisdom to your life. Can you imagine how that's going to feel at the end of this year, having all of that wisdom? Now, of course, you know the key to that is not only to read the book, but to figure out how you can implement what you have read so that it can enhance your life as well. 12:28 after the hour, and I want to thank all of you for joining us here at Successful Woman Radio. I want to go ahead and let you guys know about, again, some of the events that are going on at Women About Biz. First, I want to let you know about our group coaching program for the month of March. It's called It's Time for My Success, 7 Keys to Your Success Path. You know, busy being busy is a term that we commonly hear. It refers to being constantly involved in activities, whether they're a priority or not. However, when you're in business, it's so important to understand that it's being driven by your vision and not by your activities. And this is what's going to get you results. So this month's group coaching sessions are all about providing you with 7 ways to enhance your success and the growth of your business. So if you participate this month, you're going to learn the 7 keys to your success path, how to identify the task you should be working on, ways to overcome fear, how to choose the right belief system for yourself, and how to develop a win-win business relationship with those that you are connecting with. And again, this is going to start on Thursday, March 17th, and again on Thursday, the 31st. And I want to encourage you to consider registering for our group coaching. If you've never had group coaching before, you would really love it. If it's a way to, number one, get coaching into your budget because it's not as expensive, And, you know, one of the things that you get a chance to do is you get to connect with the women that are in the group coaching session. You also get to hear questions from other women that you may not have thought about that can indeed help you as well. So you can do group coaching again from the comfort of your home, your office, or wherever you are and still be getting the support that you need. So again, check out group coaching by holding your mouse over events in the red menu bar at womenaboutbiz.com and selecting group coaching. I also want to tell you about some networking events that are going on here in the Metro Atlanta area. Tonight, we have Business Women's Night Out in McDonough, Georgia, hosted by Liz Osborne. And then, of course, we've got tomorrow here in Atlanta in the Cumberland Cobb Parkway area, we have Business Women's Night Out hosted by Angela McNeil. And again, that will be at Copeland's off of Cobb Parkway. And then tomorrow also, for those of you that are outside of the Atlanta, Georgia area, this is a national business networking event. It's called Busy Woman Virtual Networking. Again, Busy Woman Virtual Networking is going to be an awesome time with host Teresa Johnson. And tomorrow, Busy Woman Virtual Networking is celebrating Women's History Month, and they have a very special featured guest, Miss Yvette Pegues. She is the founder and CTO of Your Invisible Disability Group, and she was Miss Wilt, I believe, 2015 on a national level. This woman is moving and shaking. She is not letting her disability hold her back at all. She's been featured on the U.S. Department of Education's blog, the syndicated show The Doctors, Atlanta Parent Magazine, Living Magazine. She's received so many accolades because of her passion to not allow her disability to hold her back. So again, I want to encourage you to participate in Busy Woman's Virtual Networking tomorrow at 8 p.m. And to learn more about it, go to events in the top red menu bar at Women About Biz and just click on Busy Woman Virtual Networking, and you will be able to register and learn more about how you can participate. I also want to remind you again that if you are interested in starting your very own networking event, we would love to embrace you, to support you. Learn more about becoming a Business Women's Night Out host. You can do that by going to womenaboutbiz.com. And when you get to that site, in the left-hand column under About WAB, simply click on Opportunities, and then you'll see Become a BWNO Host, and you'll learn all about how you can become the go-to person, how you can start being a leader, writing your own community, and letting people know who you are and connecting other business women. It's 12:33 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. Ladies, this is still a good time to go ahead and shout out that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air right now. For those of you that are listening online, simply go to your favorite social network and say Successful Woman Radio live now, and drop the phone number 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. I'm so excited that you're here with me today. And of course, we've got a hot topic coming up, Unleash Your Power to Claim Your Wealth. I know that you're really going to enjoy this hot topic. It is something that all women desire to have, which is wealth. But what you have to understand is that wealth first starts in your mind. And so that's why it's so important that I share that information with you. I want to go ahead now and just set the pace for our topic, our hot topic today, by giving you a definition of what mental wealth is all about. Mental wealth is the ability to enjoy and experience a high level of satisfaction in where you are now in this time and space, even if you don't have the desired financial wealth. Let me repeat that for you. Mental wealth is the ability to enjoy and experience a high level of satisfaction in where you are now in this time and space, even if you don't have the desired financial wealth. This level of mental thinking and being can lead you to financial wealth rapidly. Okay, and so it's important for you to understand that mental wealth is the foundation for all wealth, be it whether it is how you think about it or your financial wealth or your physical wealth. It is the foundation, and so you have to get it correct. You have to understand that once you become wealthy mentally, you could lose all that you have and regain it all again because you have the mental capacity for wealth, which is so very, very important. Now, to achieve this high level of mental being, it's going to require you to willingly accept that there are life habits and beliefs that you will have to change in order to move forward to having a wealthy mindset. And that brings me to today's topic in our Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind series, 5 Keys to Unleashing Your Power to Claim Your Wealth. Again, 5 Keys to Unleashing Your Power to Claim Your Wealth. Here's number 1. Evaluate your belief system. Yes, we do have a belief system, and it is, for many of us, chocked full of a lot of gunk because of what we have allowed to come in it as adults. And even when we are children, from the time we are born, there are so many things embedding themselves in our mental psyche, in our subconscious mind. And as a result, we have to be very, very careful of that. From your environment, to what people say, to what people listen to, all of those things have a role playing in your belief system and what you think about wealth. So the first thing you have to do, again, in the 5 keys to unleashing your power to claim your wealth, is you have to evaluate your belief system. You have to ask yourself very important questions such as, you know, how was wealth presented to me when I was a child? Maybe it was not formally presented, but what did you see about wealth? What did your parents talk about when they talked about wealth? Okay, what did your parents believe about wealth? You know, what did you learn about wealth as you looked at television, as you drove through beautiful communities and neighborhoods? Did you feel that it was for you, or did you feel that was for someone else? Think about it. Really give some deep thought to that. Here's question number 2 in 5 Keys to Unleashing Your Power to Claim Wealth. Deal with any pain or challenges that you currently feel about your financial status. Now, I like to keep it transparent with you ladies. I will be transparent in saying that, you know, I've had a lot of bills recently and I've had so many things on me. My father passed away in October, which put some financial strain there on me. My mom passed 2 years ago. And in between, I've had so many other things to happen that tapped me financially. And I'm not where I really want to be financially. Yes, I am excited that Women About Biz is on top and we're clear. But at the same time, I have financial goals as I share with my clients and help them to move further financially. I'm helping myself as well. And so there are times that you're going to have some challenges financially. And there are some times that it's going to stress you out. But here are some things that you must do, okay? As you deal with these challenges, you must make a vow to yourself that you will never think negatively about what you don't have. Because when you press on what you don't have, it causes you to focus more on that instead of moving and looking forward to what you can have, okay? So you need to make a vow to yourself right away that no matter how challenged I am financially, I will never look at myself and pity myself or look at what I don't have. I will be grateful for what I do have and move forward. Very, very important. Also, you must take action. Nothing is going to change financially for you unless you take action. And one of the things that I do know, I talked about in our take control questions, I talked about, you know, let the numbers guide you, allow the numbers to tell you the truth. Well, that is so important right here as we look at unleashing your power to claim your wealth. You have to take action on your numbers. You have to know where you are financially. You know, I mentioned in a previous show that on Saturday, February 27th of this year, Sonia Booker, who is a real estate maven, she is a millionaire, she is passionate about helping women to understand real estate investing. Sonia gave some alarming statistics as she talked about wealth on an event that we gave together. She says that the average wealth or the average net worth of an African-American woman is only $5. Now, I know absolutely that is astonishing, right? Yeah, I mean, it's like, wow, $5, that's it? And, you know, she encouraged everyone to Google that. Go look it up. Go look at how our net worth as African-American women is so low. And she talked about why that is. And, of course, a lot of the times it's credit card debt. It's spending out more than 95% of your paycheck or your net profit and not properly investing your monies so that you can make more of it. And so it's all about taking action to deal with your financial challenges. One of the things that you may want to do also is consult with a budget counselor. Okay, someone that can help you put a good budget together so that you can start investing, which is so very, very important. Do you have 6 months of funds in your savings accounts to hold you over should an emergency occur? These are all fundamental principles of financial savviness that you need to have. And again, it's not going to happen by osmosis. You have to take action. And if you want to unleash your power to claim your wealth, you have to make sure that you start developing solid habits that bring about wealth. Because as long as women have poor habits, wealth is not going to come. It's not going to happen. You need to make a commitment to start paying off your bills. And you know, the one thing I am very grateful to my husband for is that he actually keeps me on the straight and narrow when it comes to paying bills, because I have some habits there that came from childhood that say, you know, delay, pay a little bit now and more later, but that's not the way things need to happen. Make a commitment to paying off your bills. And here's a tip for you that you may not have known. Did you know that if you have a savings account and you're in debt, you're actually losing money by keeping money in the savings account? Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, you want to have your 6 months of savings, and you don't want to bother that. But if you have more money, okay, outside of that, then sometimes using that money to pay off debt is a better thing, because that means from once you pay that debt off, all the money's coming in is clear and free, and you can direct those monies to various investment buckets that you would like to do, right? So it's very important for you to understand that a lot of thought about money has been embedded from, you know, what you see on television. The credit card companies make it so attractive to have these credit cards. You can get anything that you want, but they're forgetting to tell you one tiny little thing, and that is interest rates, right? Even if you have a credit card that has a credit limit of about $2,500, if you spend all of the $2,500, more than likely, it is going to not only increase your, it's going to decrease your credit score because you've spent over the 50% limit, but it's also going to set you up to sabotage yourself because it might take you forever to pay that $2,500 off if you don't do it in one swoop. If you're thinking that I can pay a little bit at a time, guess what? Most credit card interest rates are anywhere between 18 to 30%. And you could be trying to pay that off for years and not getting anywhere because the majority of all of the money that you are paying is going towards interest and not towards principal. So it's time for us as women, not just as African-American women, it's time for us as women to wake up. It's time for us to understand that if we are to have the type of wealth that we want, we must first start with getting our finances in order. We must make sure that we are dealing with the pain or challenges that we are feeling about our financial status. Here's number three and 5 keys to unleashing your power to claim your wealth. You've got to start practicing your power. Absolutely. Now, we talked about getting your finances in order and practicing your mental power, but you also have to develop your mental wealth and start living it. And I want to give you an example. How often have you heard women say things such as, well, when I retire one day, I'm going to go to Hawaii. Or when I retire, I'm going to take a trip to Europe. What about women who say, well, you know what, when I get into a bigger house, I'm really going to fix that house up. You see, that kind of thought path, that type of mindset is what keeps us in the poor house. Now, I know you say, well, Trina, what's wrong with saying when you retire, you want to go to Hawaii? Well, there's a lot wrong with it, okay? There may be many things you want to do when you retire, but oftentimes when people speak in these terms, they are saying it as though they don't have the ability to experience it in the now. They're saying as though they are waiting for some period in their life to be successful, to have enough money so that they will be able to do it. And that in and of itself, believe it or not, is a poverty type of thinking. You have to be very, very careful about that. It's nothing wrong with having the goal to want to go to Hawaii, to want to have a bigger home, to want to do bigger and better things, but you have to be careful in the flavor that you're thinking those things, okay? And this is why mental wealth is so very, very important. So how do you begin to practice that mental wealth is that you must start living wealth now. You must become wealth in and of itself. What that means is how you think about yourself, right? Even if you are living in a one-room apartment, that apartment should be fixed up in a manner that you want right now. When you walk in that apartment, it should make you feel wealthy. It should make you feel that you are in a space of serenity, that it should make you feel wonderful. You should never try to wait until you move into your desired house and until you can fix it up. What kind of thought path is that? Fix your home up now in the way that you would want it to be, whatever you want that to be. Some of us, including myself, want to have beautiful bedrooms that look just like a hotel bedroom, you know, make you feel like you're in a whole nother world, that make you want to have a staycation, stay right in your home and vacation, right? And so, again, don't wait. Ever wait to get something bigger until you take action on what you want. Do it now. You know, I've had many ladies who have taken my Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind teleclass that have told me that when they heard that, they immediately thought about how they were just allowing their homes to just be. They were not fixing their homes up. They weren't caring about their bedrooms or how it looked. And a lot of times it was before because they felt somehow in their mind that I want something bigger and better, and this house that I live in doesn't deserve the attention to make it look like I want. Well, ladies, if that is how you've been thinking, it's time to stop it, because that's actually a form of negative thinking. Fix your home up now the way you would like it, and when you are able to move into a larger home, you will appreciate the fact that you will be able to enhance what you have already experienced or enjoyed. As a matter of fact, one of the things you need to know about wealth and why it's so important for you to have mental wealth is because financial wealth only enhances what you already enjoy. Write that down because it's very important for you to know and understand that. Let me say it again for you. Financial wealth only enhances what you already enjoy. So if you're living in a small home right now and it's not necessarily the home that you would want to have always, you know, you want your ultimate house, your big six-bedroom, six-bath, four-car garage, whatever that is, okay, start with where you are in the now, okay? So very, very important. And realize that you're not going to increase your financial wealth until you start thinking wealthy mentally and until you start enhancing what you already have. It's very difficult to embrace what you can have in the future. So start practicing It's so very important. Start practicing your wealth power now. Here's number four and five keys to unleashing your power to claim your wealth. Place yourself in wealth-thriving environments. That's big. Place yourself in wealth-thriving environments. Ladies, it's time to remove yourself from any environment and from any relationship with others that cause your mental or physical wealth power to weaken. You know the type of environments I'm talking about, right? It can be an environment, as I just mentioned, in your home where you don't care how your house looks. You know, you're waiting for some magical moment to occur to move into a bigger, better house, so then you would be willing to fix it up. But in the meantime, the environment that you're in is embedding in your psyche and making you feel, you know, low, making you feel as though you're never going to get what you want. What about environments of people and relationships? What about those naysayers, those individuals who, when you want to talk about positive things such as moving up in life, making things happen, creating a business, growing your company, you know, doing bigger and better things, and they're busy putting you down? Well, you don't need to be in those type of environments, okay? Those type of environments, they steal your mental and physical wealth, and they take your power away from you. So you need to be very careful about that. You need to stay in the positive and don't doubt your ability to create wealth for yourself. Staying in the positive, I want to tell you, it's not always easy. And this is why every single morning you have to start asking yourself questions and putting yourself in control and doing things that are going to help you to hold on tight to your power, okay? Stop worrying about when it's going to happen, okay? A lot of people get so caught up in when wealth is going to come to them that they forget the most important piece is not about when it's going to come to them, but it's about what you're going to do to help it come and the mindset that you're going to have. So again, ladies, stop worrying about when it's going to happen, but walk in the now and become wealth in and of itself. Becoming wealth simply means that you embrace mental wealth and that everything that you do, who you are, what you think about, your very sense of being is all about wealth, both mentally and physically, both financially and spiritually. So again, stop worrying about when it's going to happen and become it, and it will come sooner than you know. Last but not least, in the five keys to unleashing your power to claim your wealth, develop unshakable faith to strengthen your mental wealth. Now, you've all heard me talk about unshakable faith. I love the words. I love what it stands for, and I believe in embracing it. So let me just quickly give you a definition of what unshakable faith is all about. Unshakable faith, ladies, is a level of belief that's so deeply rooted that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all of your vision, your dreams, and your goals. And so this is something that has to be developed. It can't always be automatic. It requires conditioning, and it requires the willingness of you to move past your fears and the commitment to take action no matter what. And that is so very, very important for you to do that, okay? Unshakable faith is a level of faith, again, that's so deeply rooted that people can't throw you off. You know, when you're around negative people and they say something negative to you, because you have so much unshakable faith, it bounces off of you. Environments that you happen to be in that you discover are negative environments, you know, those negative environments, you immediately take yourself out of it because you have unshakable faith. People who have unshakable faith, positive faith, levels of faith that's deeply rooted that causes them to accomplish immeasurable amount of things, they don't allow themselves to be impacted by negative people, places, and things. And this is something you need to understand right from the get-go about building a wealthy mindset. okay? And it requires conditioning. You know, you wouldn't have someone who's only played football one time to go out on the football field and try to play football with a group of professional football players. You wouldn't have a young lady who has had the dream of being on a national professional basketball league for women, the NBLA. You wouldn't have her, you know, start playing basketball for with a group of professional basketball players if she's never had any basketball training, right? And so the same thing goes for building unshakable faith. It's not something that is automatic always. You've got to practice it. You have to have a willingness to develop a habit of unshakable faith, a habit of taking action no matter what. Now, we all know that fear plays a big part and a big role in why most women say that they are not accomplishing their dreams and their goals, why they don't have the amount of money that they should have, okay? Here's what I say to that. I say to that is that it's time for you to start being in the driver's seat in the car of success. It's time for you to start driving. It's time for you to start leading and stop being the passenger. Do you ever notice that when you're a passenger in a car, you don't get to determine how you're going to turn the car. You don't get to determine the route that you're going to take. You don't get to determine any of that. When you're the passenger, all you can do is kind of talk to the person who's driving and perhaps look out to the right-hand side of the car and look at all of the view of what you're passing, right? But you can't drive. And when you have your mind off of driving because you don't have to, the driver gets to control everything. So you can imagine that in your car of success, if you're not the driver and you're just a passenger, then life itself is driving your car. Somebody else is driving. You don't have the power. You don't have the control. So you can't stir where the car is turning. You can't stir where it's going. You can't put on your blinkers to let others know that you're getting ready to turn right or left. You can't do anything in the car of success if you're not the driver. So I say, it is time for you to start practicing unshakable faith, strengthen your mental wealth, and start driving your car of success. Stop letting people, places, and things make decisions for you that you have no control over. Can I get an amen on that one, right? You need to start taking the action. Stop just listening to what I'm saying on Successful Woman Radio, but start actually implementing these things and seeing how it can change your life. I'm here to tell you, ladies, that I'm giving you information that is coming from my own experience, that's coming from my own positive results. Because once I started putting things into action, once I started creating mental wealth for myself, once I started conditioning my mind to where it needed to be, then wealth starts to come. Everything starts happening. And I totally believe in synergy. Synergy is so very, very important. And I think that's what unshakable faith does also, is that it brings about streams of synergy. Now, what is synergy? Synergy is anything that creates a positive flow or current, and positive things start coming and happening all around you. You don't really have any explanation for how they're happening or why they're happening, except for the fact that because you are in a place of positive thinking, a positive energy, you're unshakable. You're not allowing people to move you away from that which you desire. Synergy starts happening. Opportunities start flowing for you, and that is what it's all about. So there you have it, ladies. 5 keys to unleash your power to claim your wealth. Number 1, evaluate your belief system. Number 2, deal with any pains or challenges that you currently feel about your financial status. Number 3, start practicing your power. Number 4, place yourself in wealth-thriving environments. Number 5, develop unshakable faith to strengthen your mental wealth. How about that? So there you have it. What are you going to do with it, ladies? Are you going to take action on it, or are you going to sit on it? Well, remember, it's those of us who take action that become mentally wealthy and move on to create six and seven figure companies, right? And you want to do that very thing. And that's what we read about in our book club book of the month, book of the month, The Girl's Guide to Building a $1 Million Business, that very thing, which is, you know, take action. Move forward. No matter where you are in your level of life or in the level of business, whether you're a startup or you've been in business for 20 years, it doesn't matter. The big thing now is to take action, unleash your power to claim your wealth, and make it happen. Well, ladies, we've come to the end of the show, and I want to just let you know, stay tuned for next Monday, March 21st, as we discuss unleashing your power to build relationships. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is your taking. Have a productive and powerful week, ladies. Bye-bye.